Shabbat Shalom. In this week's Torah portion, we read about Pharaoh's peculiar dream, in which some gaunt and famished cows eat other healthy cows in an effort to appease their ravenous hunger. We read, Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, "In my dream, I stood on the bank of the Nile, and lo, seven cows went up out of the river. Fat and handsome, they grazed among the reeds. And lo, seven other cows, poor, truly repulsive, emaciated, came up after them. Never have I seen such repulsive cows in all the land of Egypt. The emaciated and repulsive cows then ate up the fat ones. Once they had digested them, one could not even tell that they had digested them. They were as repulsive as before. Then Pharaoh woke up. The cows in Pharaoh's dream were insatiable. They could eat a tremendous amount, but never get full. Though this is not the traditional interpretation, we might understand Pharaoh's dream as representing the idea of insatiable hunger, or a metaphorical image common to Eastern traditions of a hungry ghost, an entity that really has no body, nowhere to fulfill itself, a being who is driven by intense emotional needs in an animalistic way. Let's consider some of our own hungry ghosts and how we might respond to them. From a psychological perspective, we can interpret the hungry ghost as an entity that emerges in response to an unfulfilled need. Maybe the hungry ghost emerged when we felt disappointed in our lot and grew envious of another. The more we leaned into that feeling of jealousy, the hungrier we got. Jealousy, anger, hatred and rage engender a kind of restlessness, a restless desire that can never be fulfilled. These hungry ghosts make demands upon us. They implore us to feed them, to do something, to behave in ways we hope will alleviate the intensity of our emotions. But feeding these emotions will never satisfy us. Indulging the hungry ghost has a negative impact on our spiritual selves. It distances us from making deep connections with others. We all struggle with a hungry ghost at one time or another, to greater or lesser intensity. Our souls are hungry for something, but we may be feeding them with the wrong fuel. You can't quell jealousy with mean-spirited acts. You can't fight hate with hate. It's the wrong fuel. Jealousy can be quelled by appreciating what we have. Hate can be quelled by compassion. Both jealousy and hate can be shifted when we turn ourselves towards chesed, loving kindness for ourselves and for others. After hearing Pharaoh's account of his dreams, Joseph interprets that Egypt would enjoy 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of universal famine. Joseph urges Pharaoh to appoint someone, Navon v'chacham, discerning and sage. Why did Joseph use both of these words, discerning and sage? Our rabbis teach that these refer to two different kinds of knowledge, discernment and wisdom. These are two key ideas that we use to address our hungry ghosts. Discernment refers to the ability to see what is happening with clear perspective. A discerning person is not clouded by emotional intensity. Rather, they are able to find balance even in fraught moments. They are Navon v'chacham. They are both able to discern what is in front of them and capable of drawing upon their innate wisdom. The hungry ghost blurs our ability to discern what is really in front of us, what our needs really are. We can get so caught up in the emotional moment that we lose clear perspective. An image from the Musar or Jewish mindfulness tradition is particularly helpful. There is a mystical teaching that tells us, be the space between the match and the fuse. Author Henry Wodnicki offers a mindfulness practice based on this idea. He writes, visualize the flame of a match in your mind's eye. Try to picture yourself in control of that flame, in charge of how quickly or slowly the flame will ignite the fuse. You and you alone can control when the explosion will occur. You and you alone can control how and when your emotional state will affect yourself and other people. In this time of communal and personal distress, we need to cultivate discernment and wisdom. Instead of feeding an insatiable, hungry ghost, we need to align with what truly nourishes us spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically. The hungry ghost is always there. But when we cultivate a sense of discernment and wisdom, we are able to withstand its demands. In this way, we can reach for what sustains us in all seasons. Shabbat Shalom.